Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every so often we revisit this next topic, and young parents are shocked to find there's naturally occurring arsenic in rice. This time our look is prompted by news that baby food maker Beech Nut is voluntarily recalling some of its rice cereal because it contains more arsenic than federal guidelines allow. It's a recall that comes 4 months after a congressional investigation found high levels of arsenic and other heavy metals in a number of baby foods. Beech Nut also said it will no longer sell its single grain rice cereal because it's too hard to find rice flour with low enough levels of naturally occurring arsenic. So let's get a reminder again about this with Scott Faber, Senior Vice President for Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group. Scott, this recall comes after Alaska found samples of Beech Nut's single grain rice cereal had what's called inorganic arsenic. The word inorganic has nothing to do with how it's grown. It's a chemical word. It had levels above 100 parts per billion, which is more than the FDA allows. So why is there any arsenic in baby food through rice?
Well, anytime you grow rice, there's a chance that the plant will take up arsenic that's in the soil, into the rice, and ultimately into your baby's body. There are ways to reduce the amount of arsenic that's in rice. You can change where you grow the rice. You can change how you grow the rice. But it's very hard to completely eliminate arsenic from rice and ultimately arsenic in infant rice cereal.
Yeah. So there are certain levels that are allowed. Beech Nut is admitting that it went over, even though it was trying not to. People are aware of this. How concerned, first of all, should parents of young children who've been eating this product be?
Well, the short answer is very concerned. Arsenic in rice can impact your baby's brain. But the good news is there are plenty of alternatives to rice-based cereals or rice in baby foods that provide all the same nutritional punch. There are other grains, multigrain cereals, oats, as well as other foods that are great first foods and that don't present all of the same risks as infant rice cereal.
Well, by the way, should adults be worried, or is it just infants we're concerned about because their brains are forming?
You're exactly right, Robin. Because our babies' brains are in this really incredibly important developmental stage, it's really dangerous that there are high levels of arsenic in rice-based cereals.
And by the way, white rice, which is less nutritional, has far less arsenic. We understand because what white rice is rice with the husk off it, which is, you know, more nutritious, but that's where the arsenic might be.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why making baby food at home or making baby food with brown rice isn't really a solution. Ultimately, the solution is for the federal government, the FDA, to set tough standards that companies have to meet, that companies have to require their own suppliers to meet. So that you don't have to worry, or certainly you don't have to make your own baby food at home because you know the government's the cop on the beat.
But there are some parents who are particularly concerned here because their children need more rice products. They can't eat other products. And so, you know, they desperately want this available.
There are certainly cases of people who, you know, can't avoid rice because of limits in their diet. But the important thing is to make sure that your baby's having a varied diet. Provide a variety of different foods, especially first foods, so that you're ultimately reducing the overall amount of arsenic that might be entering your baby's body.
Yeah, because children who have celiac disease, for instance, they might be eating, you know, I'm reading 14 times more arsenic than other kids because they are so dependent on the rice.
Yeah, you know, and that's really troubling. Again, ultimately, the solution isn't to completely eliminate rice in our babies' diets. The solution is for the government to set tough standards that baby food companies have to meet and drive down through their supply chains. When we did that for arsenic and juice, we saw a huge response where companies changed where they produced the apples that went into the juice, the varieties of apples, and saw a quick reduction in the amount of arsenic that was ultimately in apple juice. We can make the same progress with infant rice cereal and other rice and baby foods. We just have to set the standards and challenge our baby food companies and the farmers who supply them to meet those standards.
Scott Faber is Senior Vice President for Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group. Scott, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.